You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Newsroom After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Newsroom After Show.
Yay!
Woo!
Hello, hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing the new after show for The Newsroom on HBO. It's season one, and the episode is We Just Decided To, and I'm already in love with it. I work in a different part of the newsroom, and so it's just fascinating to see how this all goes. So my name is Kelly, and I am joined here with a girls team. It's all girls. We're going to rock this show tonight. So everybody, please introduce yourselves. Say hello.
Hey, guys. I'm Kristen Carroll. Nice to see you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sarah Mendoza. I also have some news background.
I'm Kendra Cavasel. I also have, I have a journalism background.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. So we're all going to, that's what I love about this group of people coming together for this show, because it's all different sides of news. So we can really get into it, break it down, and see how it kind of relates to each of us and the different things we do in news. So let's get right into it. I mean, what did you guys think of it? I thought it was, I mean, it made me feel at the end of it, like, really jazzed. Like, it was really motivating. Like, I want to go and just, like, do something amazing, like, that food. News broadcasting.
I was getting really antsy because I worked in a newsroom for 3.5 years in Honolulu. I was at the Fox affiliate there. And it's been 2 years since I left that job to move back here. So I was getting antsy, like, oh my gosh, I need to be in that newsroom getting that story with them. It was I was getting nostalgic.
it was great. So the beginning. So, you know, it starts out with this, you know, debate. We see that, you know, Will McAvoy, who's Jeff Daniels' character, and two other news people, I guess, that he works with, they're doing a Q&A at Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. And you just listen to the debate and the politics and all that. For personally, I'm not like a huge person that gets into politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit, I follow it, but it's just really not my thing. So when I listen to people debate about it, it's really kind of funny. And I kind of sit back the way Jeff Daniels' character does. And it's just kind of, you know, whatever. I'm right in the middle. I go both ways sometimes, you know, whatever. So it was interesting to see that. And then, you know, we see that he starts kind of, he thinks, hallucinating in the crowd, seeing this woman, and we really don't know kind of what that relationship is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the sound is kind of going out. He's starting to get a little nervous, a little flustered, mm-hmm. and the moderator is really trying to ask him some hard-hitting questions. And then he goes anti-American for a second.
Right.
They call him the Jay Leno of nighttime news, that he doesn't, you know, push any boundaries, and his answers are always, mm-hmm. you know, very
kinda neutral,
very safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it was that person in the crowd who kind of pushed him to, you know, say what he actually has been wanting to say, probably deep down inside, and give his opinion.
Well, because the question that was asked was, what makes America the best country in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's giving their, you know, PC answers, freedom, democracy. And then, you know, he says the New York Jets.
Yeah, because he's been trying to avoid
answering.
Having an opinion.
Over the last couple of years, he's transitioned into a journalist who doesn't want to, you know, upset anybody on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also, you know, knowing his character, it makes more money for him to be that way, and mm-hmm. it gets more publicity for the show if he's the nice guy that everybody likes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because what was his thing? He doesn't bother anybody. That's why he's popular. Yeah. Well, I liked that he pushed it, and I thought that his answer was a pretty well-rounded answer. I mean, the way that he says it's not anymore, but it used to be. But, you know, of course, everybody goes to the negative. They don't, you know, they always cut before he comes back and kind of salvages what he was talking about.
Right. I really enjoyed that monologue. It was very mm-hmm. Aaron Sorkin-like.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know what? Now I'm never going to watch a preview online because I already saw part of that online, and it kind of lost its, you know, the novelty of that was so awesome, because I already had that experience like last week when I saw it online.
Yeah. See, I do that on purpose. I purposely try not to watch just so I have like a genuine reaction when we're going to talk about it. But
I'm going to start doing that now.
I mean, it's kind of hard because then, you know, but I just... I thought it was great. I thought, you know, that poor college girl that asked that question.
She went home and cried, I'm sure.
She so did.
Right.
He just laid into her.
He totally called her out.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about it? Did you agree with things that he said? Did you, you know?
It was definitely very controversial, which makes great television for the news or for shows like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that he spoke his mind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was kind of a... You know what about it? An a-hole, which he could have not went there.
Well, and that's what we learn about his character, that you know, whatever happened between him and this mystery woman that he's, you know, hallucinating, that he thinks he sees in the audience, there's something there that has turned him into, you know, kind of more of a jerk than he would normally be, I think.
Yes.
And although he had valid points in the way that, you know, in his, you know, monologue, he didn't have to say it the way that he did. He didn't have to, you know.
But at the same time, he was kind of pushed. I think that's why he said it the way he did.
Yeah, right. It just kept going.
Yeah. He should have just left him alone.
I didn't feel it was a jerky move on his part. Mm-hmm. I think he made valid points. I think it was something they needed to hear. Everyone was sugarcoating their answers.
Right.
And, you know, the students need that. It probably helped that poor girl who asked the question.
Yeah, I mean, when he said that they're, like, the worst generation ever.
Guys, it's true.
I mean, it kind of is, you know? With all of this, you know, social media and the technology and stuff that we use, it's not, you know, we don't think the way that we used to anymore. Right. We don't do things the long way. It's all about,
you
know.
We think in 140 characters, right?
Exactly.
And that's the thing that I do like about Aaron Sorkin, and probably people are going to go, you know, critique him for this, but he actually addresses issues that our current generation is facing. He did it with The West Wing, with The White House, and he's doing it now with The Newsroom. It's stuff we all know, and he's putting it out there on an entertaining television show.
I think it's great. I think it's very... I hope that people take a look at it and take it for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because, I mean, a show like this is kind of hard to get people really into it. I think it's easier for us because we can relate more to it. So I'm curious to see how what the reaction is going to be, how the ratings are going to go, and all of that, just to see kind of like what the people that aren't...
They add enough, you know, outside stuff to get people interested. Mm-hmm. I really like certain characters, you know, Maggie.
Love adorable.
Yes. Yeah. And I think everybody can relate to somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. And even Maggie. Yeah, oh, that's the same person.
Allison Pill.
Yeah. Sorry.
Margaret, Ellen, whatever.
Karen.
Yeah. There's a Karen that works there somewhere, right?
Right.
No, nobody named Karen.
I really like, what's the older guy's name with the bow tie?
Oh, yes.
Charlie.
Skinner. Yes.
Skinner.
Yes.
He's great.
Him being like, the news director in charge of the news department?
Yeah. He has the department, but he's the head. I'm going to guess he's part of the channel.
Yeah, he's probably the network, right?
ACN. Because the highest in news is the executive producer, basically.
So he has to be in the part of the network, not necessarily the shows. But the way that he handles his people, that's somebody that has experience, knows what they're doing, and really knows how to read people.
Right.
And I thought it was really funny that, you know, he was told, well, it helps because you're drunk half the time. He's like, yes, it does.
And it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah.
But he knows what's best for his news department. Mm-hmm. He manipulates the situation to make the best news show that he can, because he got tired of watching the fluff. He got tired of, you know, not really seeing the news the way that he wanted to. And then we see this amazing thing unfold. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of it, you know, you realize, he was the one behind it the whole time, drunk and all.
he's the newsroom vet who's been there. He's seen it all. He might be jaded, but he knows what to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Maggie, let's talk about Maggie. Maggie was the intern that got promoted to an assistant, but no, he just thought she was his assistant.
Yeah, that was funny.
But then later, she gets promoted to AP.
Yeah, which is amazing.
She's good at it.
Because he's like, I like you. You're going to be AP now. You're going to report to him.
Yes, and I like Jim. Jim coming in. Jim Harper. He's a cutie, and he like wasn't going to take no for an answer. I liked it.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, he got a news tip, and you know, he fought and fought. And
I like him better than Don.
Oh, absolutely.
Both yeah. romantically for Maggie and mm-hmm. also as an EP or a producer. Because mm-hmm. in the newsroom, when you've got 2 pages of notes from a supposed source, you're going to look into it and not, you know, let your ego get in the way like Don did in this episode. Mm-hmm. You're going to go with it just like Jim did.
Right. Mm-hmm. And well, and Don, a lot of the reason why he didn't is because he's bitter. Mm-hmm. You know, first he's jealous. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because we find out in the beginning that he actually he was, you know, Will McAvoy's EP and he quit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes to do like the 10 p.m. nightly news. And, you know, he's kind of arrogant. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Yeah. You know, well, I didn't like you. I didn't like your attitude. You know, I appreciate everything you did when I'm out kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then here comes this new guy that's just friendlier, nicer, you know, is listening to people, mm-hmm. and he's threatened by that, which mm-hmm. is what, you know, Mackenzie already foresaw that would happen.
Right.
You know, she kind of wanted that. Shake it up a little bit.
Well, I also noticed with that, did you guys watch The Office? Because I was, as soon as he came in and he was Jim Harper, and I was called Jim Helper, and then it was kind of a Pam with, you know, Roy thing going on.
I'm so in the dark. I've only seen a couple episodes.
That
was just made it to me. Yeah.
It's the same kind of dynamic with the office romance.
Okay.
Yeah. And the fighting to be the better, you know, better at their job. You know, we got to impress the girl kind of thing. So we saw that kind of fighting in the in there, which was, I thought was really funny because he was annoying the crap out of Don.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he was like, geez, can you just get out of here already?
Okay. Yeah. And then Don was annoying the crap out of me for being annoyed by Jim.
Yes. Well, just in the first couple minutes, you see that he's going to not be that nice of a guy because he doesn't want to meet Maggie's parents.
Yeah. Right.
He's thinking of excuses. And
well, he's just a typical guy that's not ready for that kind of commitment, that's going to lose the girl, then be doing this for the rest of his life. If you can't see me, you know, the
compassion. Yeah. You know?
Smacking her head.
Smacking my forehead. Like,
I should have known better.
The girl that got away.
You know, 4 months. 4 months is a long time to be dating somebody when you work in entertainment. I'm saying.
Right. And in the newsroom when you're working 12-hour days with them.
Exactly.
Seeing them every second of the day.
But that's not long enough. It's too soon. Too soon to see the parents.
Not too soon for Jim, I bet.
Yeah, no.
No, he seems like he's I think Jim would have been enamored by her.
Jim
would have
went to meet them that day, I think.
Right? Just swooped down in there.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was for Mackenzie because initially, Mackenzie was the one that asked him to start flirting, right?
Right.
To kind of get in there with Will, right? And figure out what was going on. But then it was more of a like, oh, her? Okay.
Yeah, because
her. His flirting skills. Yeah. Flirt to me. Hi. That works.
That works if you're like Channing Tatum.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, but there's something a little bit endearing, I think, about that and not straight going for a cheesy pickup line or something. Just kind of like, hi, how are you? Look straight in the face. And
How do you guys like to be approached by guys? Tangent, but it's
juicy.
Maybe our viewers want to know.
You go first.
I have to go first.
Yes, you go first.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm a big sports fan. Oh my goodness. Sports me.
I'm taking notes.
Hi works or hello?
For me, I don't like the I don't know. I don't like it when it's so obvious that they're trying to get you out on a date. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be friends with someone first and just let it develop naturally. I'm kind of like, what's going on? Why are you trying to bring me out? Can't we just chill? I'm more of like a chill person. It's awkward to me.
Like the one-on-one date? Yeah. Is it awkward? You want to do the group thing first?
Yeah, because it's kind of like an announcement, like, yes, let's begin the dating process. You know, like, can't we just ease into it? I don't know.
I'm waiting for the off-topic sound effect. I'm just waiting for it.
Marissa's very interested.
She's interested.
I know.
I'm interested, yes.
She's like, yeah, tell me more.
Okay, so she's like, now back to the weather.
I know. Right. Well, then we get into, I mean, I think inside the show, what I'm trying to say, like the heart of it is the relationships because we see Maggie's relationship with Don and then all of a sudden we've got Jim that's going to kind of shake that up a little bit. But the heart, the big relationship is Mackenzie and Will. Mm-hmm. Like we still don't know what happened there. Yeah. He's obviously like crazy heartbroken, I think, is where all that anger comes from.
And a little big chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he's absolutely crazy.
But it makes for a good partnership in the newsroom, I think,
right?
That tension. So if they ever get together, I don't know if it's going to work anymore. anymore. The ratings will go down or something.
I know. But she kind of knows how to handle him a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we get these looks from Mackenzie throughout the episode where mm-hmm. you kind of think she might be still in love, sort of. But do you guys think it's genuine or do you think she's using it in her position? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's genuine.
I think it's genuine. Yeah, I think too. Because she didn't have to come back.
True.
She didn't have to come back there, especially knowing the situation. I mean, he hasn't. Apparently, she'd been emailing him. Mm-hmm. He hasn't responded to any of it. You know, he obviously mm-hmm. didn't want to talk to her, so she took a big risk,
right?
You know, taking that job, which I think she thought that he was okay with it. So mm-hmm. she thought it was like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, you know, his way of saying, okay, let's open up the right. conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's not necessarily just love. There, I think there's a fondness because you could see when they were doing the news later that she got so excited. She's like, this is where he lives. There, mm-hmm. there wasn't a script right. at one mm-hmm. point. This is where he's his best. You could just see it in her eyes that
like a good
she
partnership.
She admired him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't just, you know, hopefully not just romance that this will take. It'll also be just a good coworker because sometimes yeah. you can just have chemistry with somebody at the office and it doesn't have to be romance. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. be platonic. Really good,
yeah.
you know, rapport.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think she admires him and the way that he, because I get as the way that they talk about the way he was before, I guess, 3 years ago was he, you know, he pushed the limits. He asked the hard questions. He was a little bit more confrontational than he had been these last 3 years. Right. Like really like a hard hitting journalist getting the news.
Probably because he had an amazing EP
That's
there.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that
who happened to be his girlfriend?
Yeah. Isn't that what Charlie said? That, you know, when was the last time you saw her? 3 years ago? That was the last time you were a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Favorite. One of my favorite moments from the show, by the way.
That was.
And I was like, why are you staring at me?
It sounded like you were going for something.
I know. I thought you were going to say something.
That was, I wrote it down here because it was one of my favorite. That was one of my favorite moments.
Yes.
We need to take a moment actually to talk about Amazon.
Yes. I was going to say, did you see her luggage when she walked in?
Oh, sorry. No. I'm talking about
Louis Vuitton.
No, I know. No, her Louis Vuitton luggage. So I was going to say, you know, if you are traveling, getting a new job, like, all that.
Wow.
And,
great
you know,
segue.
One fabulous luggage. Like, you know, she just tossed it on the ground, but it was amazing. Louis Vuitton baggage. You can go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on our Amazon banner right there on the homepage. And you can get whatever you need, whether it's luggage, new clothes for a new job, you know, relationship mm-hmm. advice books, you know, whatever
you want. Don't
you
want
get.
The same luggage as Mackenzie?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. I think I do.
We can order West Wing.
Oh, yeah. The DVDs. West Wing DVD set, mm-hmm. you know, catch up on
social
you know,
network.
Yes. Yeah, because we think we heard.
I'm pretty sure Sorkin has a biography out there that you can read.
Absolutely. So please go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon banner. Do all your online shopping there. It helps us. We get a little kickback and we can continue to do these amazing shows that we do here at AfterBuzz TV.
What did you guys think of this newsroom aspect of everything? Like, just because we've all done, you know, broadcast, right. I was wondering what you guys thought with your experiences.
I think it's really cool that they actually built a full-on newsroom set to shoot this show.
Mm-hmm.
That is a full newsroom. Mm-hmm. They've got, you know, the assignment desk. They got all the cubicles where everybody's, you know, doing
room.
The the control room.
Yeah.
They've got the news desk. And that's what I was seeing in the interviews too. They were saying they're actually shooting it as you would, like you would really shoot a mm-hmm. news show
mm-hmm.
with the swooping in camera and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think they're staying true to the production value of an actual news show, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see the hustle and bustle in the show.
Yeah.
What I was missing though, and you guys have watched West Wing, right?
Oh, no. I've seen it a few times.
I feel like I should now.
Yeah.
Right. It's awesome. I've seen a good chunk of the episodes, not all, but Sorkin in that show, he does a lot of what they call walking and talking scenes,
mm-hmm.
so you can really feel the busyness of the White House. And I thought that was something he was going to do more so with newsroom, because it's kind of the same way. Newsrooms are busy. Mm-hmm. People are running around trying to get
facts. I was going to say, I enjoyed the pace of the, you know, the whole show
mm-hmm.
and the following them and in and out of offices mm-hmm. and this one's answering the phone, passing this one to that, you know, getting someone on the phone.
Right.
I felt like I was there. The adrenaline for me was up.
Right. They did do it. It was cool because they were cutting to people doing different things. But mm-hmm. in the West Wing, they're leading you through a trail, like, as they're walking, the two mm-hmm. people having dialogue, people will swoop in and kind of, like, interject into the scene, but they keep moving. And for me, when I was working in the newsroom, that's how it was. You keep mm-hmm. running around, trying to gather tapes, trying to pull B-roll, trying to edit B-roll. And I wanted to see a little bit more of that.
Well, maybe we will.
I think we will.
Yeah, they did do a little bit of it, but I think they were just confined to that one main room, because that's where everything kind of happened. Everybody mm-hmm. was coming in rather than going out, so mm-hmm. maybe that's why. And mm-hmm. as they get more into it, I think we might see a little bit more of that.
I think we will. I guess I was just going into it with that expectation, like, oh, this is going to be like West Wing.
This was more of an introduction, I guess, to the show. And I think also the banter was interesting. That was like a mm-hmm. huge part of introducing the characters and kind of, you know, just little jokes in between.
I loved the banter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm more banter than monologue with piano going on. I mean, those are good, too. And I really liked when Mackenzie was talking to Will in the office, and I liked her speech an awful lot. Yeah. But I do like the witty banter back and forth.
Too.
That's where I think he excels.
The quick dialogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, because that means you have to really be listening to catch it. Mm-hmm. And I do like that. It like helps the conversation flow, but it also isn't so stuffy.
Right.
So it gives you that little lighter edge to it when you're talking about hardcore things.
Yes.
And I like that.
Yeah.
But I liked the dynamic of them putting that news broadcast together at the very last minute. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't have a teleprompter and he just went, you know, mm-hmm. freestyle on it. It just, I thought, was amazing. That to me is what working in that kind of business is mm-hmm. the rush of that. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, really trusting the people that you work with, which was hard for him because he didn't know these people.
Right,
he really had to put a lot of faith in that, because he's trying to rebuild his image back from just being the guy mm-hmm. that yelled at a college kid. Mm-hmm. So I thought that spoke a lot of the character that's kind of underneath there, that kind of mean, jerky wall is covering a little bit. Yeah. That he recognizes people's intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, he let it kind of shine through. And I thought that was great.
And I think a big part of it is that deep down inside, he still really trusts Mackenzie, at mm-hmm. least with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and he does recognize her intelligence. So the fact that they've had that in the past, he sort of tapped into that again. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give it a shot, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we'll run with it, Mackenzie.
Or did he just not want the, you know, the big spread that had him that said medication
that could be it too.
With Will McAvoy. Not want that out there. No more YouTube bad press for him.
I like how they did talk about YouTube though, and blogging and Twitter, because mm-hmm. that the social media space, the internet, is such a big part of today's media. It's mm-hmm. not just television. You know, you're going to see it online. That's where people are going to see their news, and they incorporated that in the production today for the show.
Blogging. Yeah, there was a TMZ mention.
Yes, there was.
Charlie was like, "Let's get this on Twitter."
Yes,
you know.
Then he gave a whole dissertation.
Oldest guy there, not I guess in age, but like has been there the longest. Right. He has to think about Twitter now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Will didn't even know he had a blog. And
yeah, that was funny.
I love Dev Patel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope they give him a little more later on. Yeah. I think they will.
We probably will.
Have a good actor that's mm-hmm. there. But that he was the guy blocking for Will was great.
And I like how in the end he's like, "Wait, everybody stop. Seriously, I have a blog?
I guess that would happen on the network level, because I was working at a local news station, and like for sure somebody would know that they have a blog, or they'd be writing it themselves, you know? But on the network level, they probably do have people who do that kind of stuff for them.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it's probably something that these, like, you know, high-level anchors don't even want to deal with.
Right.
At the same time, I was watching the Today Show one morning, and Matt Lauer kind of launched his Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, his first Twitter tweet.
Oh,
his
yeah?
first tweet with Justin Bieber, because he was a guest. So he just got into that world. So he's, you know, he's network, but he's, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to maintain it himself.
Right.
But,
He probably launched it for the, you know, just
to get the followers.
It, and then now his Bieber's assistant's going to start doing it.
Right. Yeah. But, it, you know, he was in touch with it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that broadcast itself was pretty intense. The oil spill, you know, which was, you know, kind of true to news, you know, was something similar that actually happened in real events.
And that's...
It actually happened.
Which was cool, I thought, because you didn't really know what period it was set in until it was, well, there was an oil spill in Louisiana, off the coast.
Right.
Oh, so that's actually smart. Just use stuff that's already happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you see the date scroll across the bottom, April 20th, 2010.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, that's... Yeah. I think that's a good idea. It's just close enough to present time, but still mm-hmm. enough where he has material to work with.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the way that I work with the news since I'm a publicist is so on, I'm on the oil side.
You're on the other side.
I'm on the other side. When you news people get our stuff before we're ready for you to have it, then I'm like, you know, want to pull my hair out. And, you know, the people that are the sources, it's like, geez.
Yeah.
I think it was such a great idea that Aaron Sorkin did that. And I was reading in a few interviews, the reason why he wanted to do news from the past mm-hmm. that actually happened is that the audience already knows about it, and it's kind of it might be kind of fun that they know a little bit more than the guys that are trying to figure it out on screen,
right?
Because mm-hmm. we already know what happened in such a big fiasco. Mm-hmm. You know, it was such a big deal when it happened, and we don't actually know how people get it onto the news. So seeing it unfold, mm-hmm. This thing that we already knew about, it gives a little insight into how the news is put out on the air.
Yeah, so I bet most viewers were like, come on, Don, you have to pick this up.
Right.
It's huge.
Yeah, right. It makes
get
you
out of here,
get
Don.
This is a gym.
Yeah. It's like, dude, quit being like that. You know, get over yourself and just take the story.
Oh, my gosh. I so loved it, though, when Jim was like, you know, threatening him. He was like, well, you know, I'm sure the guys at CBS are going to be pleased when I do walk out the store and give them a call, and, you know, and they're going to have it first. And then your boss is going to get mad at you knowing that you could have had it first. Because that could so happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was watching, kind of hoping, it was like Choose Your Own Adventure. I wanted to see what would have happened.
It's like the Goosebumps books where you can choose, like,
Am
I the only one that read Goosebumps? Okay, yay, high five.
The Genie one was my favorite, but anyways.
Well, you know, we want to know what you guys think about the show. What did you think about the premiere? Are you going to tune in to watch more? And please get interactive with us. You know, you can go to iTunes, download our podcast, leave, you know, rate us, comment, you know, let us know what you think about the whole Mackenzie Will situation. You know, do you want Maggie to end up with Jim or stay with Douchey Don? I mean, what's the deal? So please go to iTunes and you can download our podcast and any other great shows that our wonderful host here at AfterBuzz, you know, buzz about. So please don't forget to rate and comment. Just takes a second and it's one extra click. So please do that.
Click. Easy as that.
I know. So
what do you guys... Sorry.
No.
I'm still like so into the show right now. What do you guys think happened between Will and Mackenzie that caused them to break up? They kind of talk about cheating in the preview.
Yeah, we were allowed to talk about the preview.
I don't know. We want to might want to save that though.
Okay,
let's save the preview for predictions.
Right.
But I'm really curious to see what really happened because I think it could. I mean, she obviously, at least the sense that I get is she abandoned him.
Yeah.
So she took off maybe for a career promotion or maybe, you know, you know, somebody else or, you know, I don't know. But
she took off to go get shot overseas.
You know, maybe
shot at.
You know, maybe her journalism, you know, bug was just more important than, you know,
the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing.
Well, how long were how long ago were they together? Because maybe it was they were quite young. Although they knew each other.
Well, I guess it was three years
ago.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe they started their relationship really young, and maybe something was given up earlier on, and then a career thing came on, and she's like, well, I need to take this while I'm still...
Because he mentioned something about being exhausted, so I wonder if that was kind of a jab at, oh, you chose to leave and go on an adventure, mm-hmm. and now you're back, you know. But
well, and then we find out that she, you know, we find out that he actually, the first time that he met her parents, mm-hmm. you know, he brought her mom flowers, took her dad to a baseball game, and then met them all for dinner. Like, did, you know, things that,
work.
You know, a really a nice guy would do. And then, you know, we look at Don in a situation with Maggie, and he compromises, but I'll go downstairs and say hi. To
and
give
so
them the illusion.
Look like I'm the bad guy.
To officially decline dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't really look like you're lying.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and I think that's another reason why she kind of was telling Maggie, you know, Mackenzie was giving her the advice that when he calls you later, tell him you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, because
it's... three times.
Yeah.
He'll get the picture.
It was, by the way... He remembered all of it, too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It was so sweet, that scene, because he's been, you know, avoiding her this whole time, just throwing, you know, saying, you know, throwing jabs at her, basically. And this is the first time where he kind of like, you don't get that energy from him. He's a little bit more open and he's sweet, and you can see him sincerely recounting a moment from the relationship that was obviously important to her as well.
Right.
It very much reminded me where Humphrey Bogart is talking in Casablanca. Like, mm-hmm. he's like, you wore red. And, you know, he was talking, your dad ordered this. My dad ordered this. And we talked about that. And I think it was, at least for me, that was a little reminiscent of that and his personality, where he's kind of tough. But you could tell he has a little soft spot for her.
Yeah.
She's so cool. I thought she was awesome.
Her.
Yeah, I've loved her character. She's very smart. She knows what she's doing. She's stands her ground. Mm-hmm. She's not afraid to get, you know, to stand up for herself. Mm-hmm. And that's a very strong female character, and I really like that, especially in this sense, because he's a hard one.
Right.
You know, he's mean and he's tough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she holds her own pretty well, and that's nice to see in that sort of an environment.
Right. And you kind of have to be that kind of woman to survive such a high pressure job like being in a TV newsroom.
Absolutely. I mean, just having to have somebody, I mean, he went to go renegotiate her contract so he could fire her every week. I mean.
And she called it as soon as she heard agent's office. Yeah. Maggie's like, if I said too much, I'm like, yes. This lady is going to investigate, and she already knows what's going on.
Yeah. So she, you know, she's taking it. You know, she really wants to be there. She wants to prove that they can be this magical team that they were before.
Right.
And she's, you know, just going to take whatever comes, you know, roll with the punches. And, you know, even when she calls them out before they're going to start, you know, and she, you know, she says, I've only got a week, so I really don't really have much to lose.
Week at a time.
You know, but I like that about her character. Right. I like that she's inspiring.
Mm-hmm. And she's also pointed out that, you know, she didn't start out that way. She was a little bit more like Maggie when she got started, is what she was saying, unless she was just saying that to get the other guy to talk to her. But
I think it was
combo
true.
I think she maybe elaborated before.
Well, because Maggie could have left, and she chose to be loyal instead. And I think that was one of the things that Maggie really admired, that Mackenzie admired about her, because she says, you know, I really love loyalty, so I'm going to promote you. Now you're an AP. So, you know, but that shows a lot about, you know, Maggie's character. Naive as she may be, she, you know, loyalty is a really big thing. You know, just Dawn just wanted to jump the sinking ship.
And right.
That, you know, those people that do that, they may get far, but, you know, it's all about, you know, respect and sticking it out. And, you know, what's more important to you, the relationship you keep or how far you go in your career? And that's kind of what we're going to see on these two sides. Right.
Well, I think we'll see Maggie grow awful lot.
Me too.
In this show, I think she'll be the one that'll make the most difference. Because you could even see at one point they're arguing who's her boss. She goes, while you guys are doing this, I'm going to figure out this information.
Right, yes. Yeah.
And she gets stuck on her headphones and runs away. But still, she has that in her. And it'll be fun to see her grow.
I think she's going to end up being the protege, like Mackenzie's little protege throughout the season.
Well, I hope so, because, I mean, Dawn was kind of a jerk and was like, you know, you can't Wikipedia this. And she's like, I know. So when she was reciting back the information that she got, she was like, you know, this is where I got it from. It wasn't Wikipedia.
Right.
Just to kind of,
cute.
It would have been really funny if they shot over to her computer screen and
it was Wikipedia.
And she really fast. Right. Like, it wasn't Wikipedia. Where?
Pretty sure I had a moment like that when I first got started.
It's like,
sure,
where do you research?
I went to Wikipedia.
I think it was at work, or I forgot exactly where it was, but it was like a big wig, and they actually did look up something on Wikipedia, and I'm like, are we allowed to do this?
No, we're not.
Close the door.
Is this people? No.
Anyone can edit those things.
I know who did that, but...
Anybody really can funny. Just go on to Wikipedia and edit it.
Yeah.
That's why every other day there's like a new celebrity that's dead. And that's why it's not okay. But I'm really excited to see where these characters go. I genuinely liked each and every one. Even Don, I can deal with him.
Me too.
But I think he's going to add, you know, something fun to watch. And
Don's got his looks going for him for me.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I want to see... I mean, I don't know. I thought Jim was cuter.
Was I the only one thinking that?
Sarah finds the eye candy in every show. She's such an optimist.
Exactly. I'm with you, Kelly. I'm Jim.
Yeah,
I'll be Team Jim for this
I'm
one.
I'm Team Jim. Yeah.
You know what? I'm Team Jim, too. But, like, you know, just aesthetically, he's quite...
Well, no, I thought he was cute, and then Jim came in, and I'm like, okay, that's better. Right. For me.
Yeah. Like, this guy, yeah. He came in tripping. That does it. I think that's adorable.
Right?
Yes. I'm one.
Even Dev Patel.
Oh, he's so cute.
So adorable. Yes. But it's the kind where you just want to pinch his cheeks, like, oh, you're so smart. I love you.
Well, let's take a break while we swoon over these guys, and then we'll come back and get into some news and some predictions.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck-driving man, but I'm not that old-school kind of truck-driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
I was like, wait, no.
Wow, I never heard that commercial.
I haven't heard that one either.
Tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Nice.
I like that. What do you want to buzz about?
I know. Where was that one?
That's okay.
All right, so let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz.
Breaking news about the newsroom. Was that not funny?
Okay. So you were talking about that the Huffington Post is a drinking game. Right?
Yeah, let's
talk about that.
No, I just saw an article. The staff at Huffington Post actually has created a drinking game for when they watch the newsroom. They don't say what it is.
I think it should just be every time he messes up somebody's name.
Absolutely. Right. Well, you take a shot.
We didn't mention he figured her name out at the end.
Oh, yes.
That was nice.
That was very nice.
How about every time Jim trips over something?
There's another one.
Okay, what else can we do?
But they did this at work? They were in the office?
I guess they were saying that in office they've created a drinking game. That,
yeah, it's in the spirit of numbing the pain and getting in the right frame of mind.
We should create our own drinking game.
I mean, it was kind of mean, actually.
Yeah.
But I think their tune, you know, will change a little bit. You know, okay. Like I said, this show is kind of hard to get into if you're not really,
if you don't really get familiar
with the way things work. But I think the relationships and all that, like you guys said, are going to kind of even it out. So we'll see. They were kind of trying to be jerky about it, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Another gossip, or I guess just tidbit, Aaron Sorkin was actually at the LA Film Fest along with his executive producer, I don't have his name, something Paul.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Paul. I don't know if anybody out there got to go see it. I wish I could have made it, but I couldn't. But they were there to talk about the newsroom premiere.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to also be doing a Q&A on HBO.com Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes. They said there's some of your questions.
Yeah, it's noon Pacific. So you guys can send in your questions. If you go to HBO.com, they're going to have a live chat with Aaron Sorkin and I think one of the other producers.
Right. Yeah.
And it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 Pacific, and you can send in your questions and see if you get your question answered.
Well, and then to kind of go with the gossip with the LA Film Fest and all of that, they had the premiere, and this is very gossipy, but he brought his girlfriend, Kristen Davis, and that had been like a big rumor that they were dating, and that was, I think that made
more
news.
Who was the girl from Sex and the City, right?
Yeah, she played Charlotte. So,
who is so adorable.
I know.
You said that made more news than the newsroom?
The premiere itself, like where I work, that was all, you know, but mine's a little bit more, where I work is actually a little bit more designated towards gossipy entertainment.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of the big thing was he brought her and they kissed on the carpet.
Oh.
That's mostly what I heard about the premiere.
Was that
showed up.
That's the thing about news though, and that's probably what the show is going to address. It's really about celebrity, and news to us is what people are doing. It's
right.
It's personas. We care about what people are doing.
Well, that in itself, you're right, is kind of the message of the show, because that's what they were trying to get away from, was worrying about advertisers, worrying about know, all of the fluff and the ratings and all of that. And this new EP coming in doesn't care about them at all. So, she, you know, we're probably going to get some hard-hitting news now because she wants to mesh the two.
I wonder if we will see any of that, if it'll try to, you know.
I hope so.
I think so with Mackenzie as the EP because she says, like, she wants to put on a good news show and also be popular at the same time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Will McAvoy's like, yeah, right.
It's impossible.
Good news and being popular.
I know.
So it's going to be that battle, I think, between those two mind frames within
the season. So we'll see if, you know. Who brought, you know, who to the premiere is going to, you know, overshadow the news.
Right.
And if we're going to get to see some of that.
Do we care about the
this?
Ratings or do we care about Aaron Sorkin's girlfriend?
I don't know. Maybe she'll make a guest appearance, though. That's
maybe.
What I was hoping.
Oh. That could be cool. Well, let's get into some predictions and see what we think is going to happen next.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
We'll start with you guys. What do you think?
Infidelity. will surface between really? Will McAvoy and Mackenzie. Well, from the past is what no, I'm I saying. Know. We'll uh-huh. probably discover that there was cheating involved, and that's why they broke up. Broke up. broke up. Thank God I'm not a news anchor. broke up.
It could be. It could be.
Could be.
What do you think?
There's so much. I mean, there are so many ways it could go. Mm-hmm. This happens every first episode for every show I've done, at least. So I'm not sure what to say about the couple, the main couple. Mm-hmm. I think we'll just obviously see more growth in each character.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I think, it's Jim, right? Jim Harper?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to step in more and try to kind of intercept the relationship between Dawn and...
Maggie.
Ooh. Ellen. No.
yes, Karen.
or Karen, yeah.
Right.
All and I was kind of wondering, are they going to keep Dawn around? Like, is he going to find a way to get his... you know, foot back into the newsroom now mm-hmm. that all this other change is going mm-hmm. that he seems a bit interested in, yeah. especially if it has to deal with his girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah. And then we didn't even see Olivia Munn in this episode.
No, she's
but
not
she's
not
in
right
the
yet.
Previews.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested to see what her character...
How she comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm wondering if she's one of the new characters because remember, Mackenzie said she brought a team.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm wondering if she's the booker or if she's one of the other team members that Mackenzie brought in
yeah.
for this whole news.
Oh, yeah, that comes in.
Or was it
going to
be a new...
Yeah.
Yeah. Reporter, because it looked like maybe in the previews that
I know she's going to be a reporter. She's going
to
be a reporter on the show, yeah.
Yeah, so
a hot one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, we see Maggie step it up and, you know, she's going to be a little rocky in the beginning, I think, but I think she's going to shine and she's going to really earn that, you know, AP title. I hope she does. But we know we're excited for this show. Can't wait to see what happens next week. So please make sure you tune in and check us out. And you can, like I said, download us on iTunes, rate and comment. And you can follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079. And
you can follow me at the FAN2CSE.
You can follow me at Sarah Mendoza, SARAHMENDOZA. Shout out to our guests in studio today, Anthony and Myra.
You can follow me at Kendra Cabasel, at KENDRAKABASELE.
So please check us out on Twitter, download our shows, and tune back in next week.
Comment.
For the next episode of Newsroom. And yes, leave your comments, call us, let us know how you feel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.